Our meditation topic this week is going to be on the same topic of Chin Mudra, which is Dakshinamurti Stotram, the third stotram. We have already finished two sessions of meditations. Now I'm going to do the third session today. With this, I will complete this particular verse meditation. Next week, we'll move on to a new mantra. Chin Mudra, as I explained to you, is understanding my nature as consciousness and the whole substratum behind the whole universe, the nature of that creator, Ishvara, his nature is also sentiency. Just now we studied. Jiva and Ishvara, they both have the same substratum. Jiva is indicated by the index finger. Paramatma, the Ishvara, is indicated by the thumb. When I hold these two fingers and I put them above my lap, both the fingers in the same chin mudra, and I meditate. What I meditate? I meditate that I am not the three states of consciousness which I experience. I am the substratum which is pure in nature without the universe. This is what is the explanation of Chin Mudra. The three long fingers, they represent waking, dream and sleep. What lies behind these three states is Atma. That Atma is represented by joining the index finger to the thumb, which says Aikyam or oneness between Jiva and Paramatma. Such a big topic of Vedanta is conveyed through a simple symbol. I also explained to you last week of Tattvamasi, where this is a Mahavakya. And the way to understand a Mahavakya is to understand what is the meaning of Tat, which is Ishvara. Tvam means Jiva. There is oneness between Jiva and Ishvara. How do I see this oneness? I remove the direct meaning of Jiva, which is the body-mind complex. What do I have behind the body-mind complex? It is consciousness, which is called as Brahma. Similarly, I look at Ishvara or the Tvampada or the Tatpada. In the Ishvara, what is Ishvara? It is the whole universe. There is a being, a conscious being behind the whole universe. That is what is called as Ishvara or God. In that principle also, there are two things. Direct meaning of Ishvara is what? The perceptual world. I remove that. What is behind the perceptual world as the existence principle? It is always there, always there, always there. I have that feeling also. I am always there, always there. That I am always there is called as the conscious being. The world is always there is what? It is the easiness in the world. It is the existence. That existence principle is the same as the consciousness principle. That is what Tat Tvam Asi conveys. Between the Ishvara and Jiva, in the Vachyartha, is there any oneness? There is no oneness in the Vachyartha. Vachyartha means what? It is the direct meaning. Vakya Arthaha. What is Lakshyartha? Lakshyartha is the indicative meaning. In the direct meaning, what is the meaning of Jiva? Jiva is Alpajnaha, means the Jiva has got limited knowledge. Alpa Shaktiman, very, very little power the Jiva has. Jiva is proximate, aparoksha. Karma Dinaha is under the thumb of Prarabdha Karma. Is sitting in one corner of the universe, Parichinnaha. And the Jiva is controlled by Maya, covered by avidya. That is the qualifications of a Jiva. What is Ishvara? Ishvara is Sarvajnaha, the knower of the whole universe, cosmos. Sarva Shaktiman, he is somewhere far away, distant. He is Swatantraha. Swatantra means he can exist independently. I cannot exist independently. I have to depend on that Ishvara. Because the Pancha Bhutas are under his control. They are not under my control. Vyapakaha. Ishvara is all pervading. Because he is this existence principle. Sattva Pradhana. Who am I? Tamap Pradhana. Maya has got three gunas. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Ishvara is Tamas. Ishvara is Sattva. Jiva is Tamas. Lord is the controller of the Maya Shakti. The Jiva is under the controller of Maya. He is controlled by Maya. So, oneness is not what can be perceived. Perceptually, Jiva and Ishvara are very, very different and also contradictory in nature. But how do I see this oneness? Not by Vachyartha, which is contradictory, but by using Lakshyartha. Then the Upanishad says that Jiva and Ishvara Tattvamasi, when the guru says to the student, you are that principle. Then the student says, Aham Brahma Asmi. Oh Guru, you have taught me how to see my real nature. I am not this body mind which is perceived. I am the perceiver consciousness. That perceiver consciousness is the ultimate reality. That is the truth which I have to realize in my own mind. Let us try to see this principle in us, in our meditation today. Please close your eyes, sit erect. The breath in the body controls the functioning of this body. There is a controller of this breath. Which is sentient. the controller is always a sentient principle. Ishvara is the controller. He decides how long this body will have breath. He is the karma phala data. By controlling the breath, Ishvara controls the jiva. The body is a house, an external structure, inert by nature. It is meant for the indweller in the body. The indweller is called as jiva. Jiva is consciousness principle plus the reflecting material, the mind. I always find myself to be conscious. It expresses as aham, I am. It is very easy for me to know my nature. As pure chit. All I have to do is cognitively understand that I am not the mind. Mind is a subtle body. It has the power like a mirror, which can reflect the sunlight. I am not the body. I am not the mind, which is turbulent. Which is unpredictable. Is uncontrollable. These are the features of the mind. I am of the nature of pure chit. It is a spiritual principle. It is the power behind the breath. It is the power behind the mind. It is an invisible principle beyond all differentiations. When I remove the name and form from all the perceptions, the remainder is called as Sat. Pure existence. With the help of the Shastra, the scriptures, I am now able to perceive the pure Chit and the pure Sat. There is no difference in the experience of Sat and Chit. It is one principle. Eternal principle. Beyond time. Time is born in consciousness. When the first thought comes in the mind, when I wake up, the time is born. In the sleep state, there is no concept of time. That state is called as Turiya, pure chit. The world is in potential condition. I am the Atma, pure. Calm, peaceful, this is my nature. During transactions, I do not forget this nature, which is called abidance in Atma. While you're transacting in the world, Atma is Satyam. Independently existing. Anatma is Mithya. Anatma can never affect me. I remind myself again and again, I am calm, peaceful, Atma. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Please rub your palms against each other. Gently open your eyes.